Setting up your profile, you can see here we're using the main David Reed Holmes page. The next thing you want to do is make sure that your profile is actually set up correctly. So the first thing you're going to do is look at your business categories. These are the ones that we've actually selected for David Reed Holmes' main office. If there's other things that you do, you can add those in as well. There'll be a document with a list of the different categories. Now, this is constantly changing, and these are keywords that people are going to type in. So making sure that you have your business categories set up is really important. The next thing is your description. Now you've got 750 words here. Again, this is all about using specific keywords so that when people are going into Google search, you've got a greater chance of showing up in your area. So this is only 131. I would recommend that you fill in the full 750 and using your local area, home builder, all of these business categories up here as well. But obviously in a way that makes sense, and you've got 750 words. Your opening date, you can put that in. Again, people can come in and make suggestions. So it's a good idea to come back on a regular basis and just double check what is going on. So you can see here, the phone number has been updated by Google and they've actually suggested the 1800 number. Now that's up to you whether you accept it or not. And then of course you've got your website. Now, if you have put a location in, that will actually show up on the maps here, and then your service area. Now with your service area, this is very broad, but again, you can put in all the different suburbs around you. The reason that you do that is because it's coming up with Varsity Lakes because I'm on the Gold Coast. If somebody is searching two suburbs away from you, what Google Local Search and Google Business Profile will do is they will actually supply the closest local builders to that suburb that that person is in. So making sure that your search area covers every single one of the regions that you service is really important. Then, of course, your opening hours and from whether you're open on holidays and things like that. All of these underneath really aren't relevant apart from the service options. Now, because we've put in Home Builder, one of the service options is whether you offer online estimates or online on-site services. So if you do those, definitely click that because that will actually come up on the front end. So that is your making sure that your profile, which is all of this area here, is set up correctly. Now, the next thing that we're going to look at is how to update your business information. So that is how you set up your profile for Google My Business. In the next video, I'll be showing you how to update your business information so that you stay relevant and the people in your local area can find you.